This is the history of America in poems, and we're coming to the end sections of talking about children's poetry, and we're up to a section about millennials and later, millennials up to now. And this era is pretty much 1980s going up to 2007 in the reading list, but I'm going to also talk about some newer things that are not on the reading list. And I want to start with a book by Robin Hirsch that I discovered from Joseph T. Thomas Jr.'s essay called Stupid, Ridiculous Poems for Intelligent Children from 2002. And sadly, I couldn't find any individual poems from this book online, so I put it in the treasure hunt. But I would actually recommend this book for adults because it's great for explaining poetry forms. The book has a love of words that's delightful, some very smart puns, some riddles, very playful poems with titles like Murder Most Vowel. So I love this. I actually put this book up with my on my shelf of favorite books of poems because I really love it. And it's a great new discovery from this project and podcast. And the next poem, the next poet, very popular poet after my time, he's written 50 books at least. His name is Jack Prelutsky, and he's known as a humor writer, and he's famous for his gross out poems, but I haven't read any of those yet. I did read a couple of his scary, haunted, monster poem books, and I don't have any, there's no examples of those online, but I did read those, and the two poems I did find online that were very popular by him. One that's called Be Glad Your Nose Is on Your Face from 1984, which is a very practical poem, very American practicality. And Last Night I Dreamed of Chickens from 1990, which is just a silly, fun poem. And I wanted to include a poem of his called, and I don't have the piece of paper for this one, but it's A Dragon Is in My Computer from 1993. And it's a great poem about our anxiety about technology. So I included that. And then Joseph T. Thomas Jr. also talked about a poet named Arnold Adolph, who had some poems in the 1980s and 1990s. But I couldn't find much about him online. And the poem that I did find that I choose to include was The Way I See Any Hope for Later, which is a poem about civility. So it's also a poem about sites of conflict and dealing with conflict. The last poem I have for us to read in this section, this is going to be a very brief little section here, is by Elizabeth Alexander, and it was performed with students in the Hall Elementary School's Many Rivers program. And it's a poem called They Have Freckles Everywhere from 2007. And it's a great poem about accepting the self and the body image. So self, the cult of self, that falls into that. But I also wanted to end this section talking about the fact that a lot of kids today encounter children's poetry and children's books in general with their iPads and on computers. And so there's this whole new world of new children's books created for the iPad, created to be interactive, created to have the reader be participatory in the reading of it. And so some of these books include games and riddles and secret passages. And they're very interesting. A few years ago, I read a few of these things. There was a great children's book series called Weirdwood Manor that I had a lot of fun playing with. And a lot of Edgar Allan Poe is being reimagined interactively. There was a Washington Irving iPad version of Legend of Sleepy Hollow, which we're going to talk about not as a poem, but just sort of as in context when we get to the era of Washington Irving. And that was, as a child, I loved this. I loved Legend of Sleepy Hollow, and I loved the Scooby-Doo version of it. It scared me to death. Still one of my favorite things, so I will maybe link to that in our other links section. But I noticed today I spent some time just looking at other lists of what people thought were the best children's literature on iPad, for iPad. And the monster at the end of the book, it's not a poem, it's a Sesame Street story about Grover. That is a reimagining of a story from 1971. Alice for the iPad is another one that showed up on many lists. I don't know. That's not verse, though. But two things did show up on multiple lists. And one was a reimagining for the iPad of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, because that is still a very popular Christmas poem. And it's a very popular children's poem to this day. They're still trying to refashion and reimagine that. And also there's a lot of Dr. Seuss stories that are being retooled and coded for iPad reading for kids. And so I'm going to try to look up both of those, and I'll try to link to them on the class page. But that's this is a good time for us to segue now to the last section in this class, and that is on Dr. Seuss.